My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. He's also a Fox News military analyst, and during his career, he rose to the position of Assistant Vice Chief of Staff in the U.S. Air Force. That's the number three position. For many different conversations in discussing the effort to root ISIS out of Iraq and Syria, General McInerney has vigorously argued for a much more intense bombing campaign and a much more intense effort overall to get rid of ISIS and its attempted caliphate. So what are we seeing now in the early stages of the Trump administration, and what can we expect going forward? And, sir, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, you had talked about what you thought was really a pathetic amount of sorties per day and per week in going after targets related to the Islamic State. What are we seeing now in terms of targeting and success?
Well, we're seeing a significant increase in the number of sorties, and we are seeing increased success. And Mosul will fall here, I think, within the next 2 weeks or so. That's western Mosul, and that's a tough fight because it's an old city, that part. And it's crowded in, it's street fighting, it's very difficult. Air power is not as effective, and you also have the danger of collateral damage because there's so many civilians left there. And that has been one of their challenges. You saw that there were 100-plus people killed, and the debate is going on now if it was a combination of U.S. air power and ISIS blowing up the building as well, because the weapons they used, they probably used 100-pound bombs, were not the kind that could have taken a building down like that. So there is a great deal of concern that ISIS deliberately triggered it to kill the civilian casualties so we would stop and terminate our bombing there. Because, and that's my particular intuition, is that's what they did, because the air power has been so effective and they can't do anything to counter it. So they're trying to increase the casualties. And our humanity to man increases the inhumanity to mankind that ISIS is doing. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
General, we've obviously also heard in the past few weeks that we're sending more personnel over there, not direct frontline people, but there to train and strategize and so forth. How much of an improvement are we seeing in the indigenous forces there as a result of that effort?
Well, we're obviously not seeing anything now because it's so early, but and I clearly am not supportive of sending more ground troops in to do the mission. And we've got to be careful on mission creep, because you've heard me say this before, Greg. This is a fight for Islam and the Arabs to win and defeat radical Islam. So we've got to be very measured and very careful how many more troops we put in on the ground to support them with air power, with artillery, with helicopters. I'm a big fan of that. But to put troops actually fighting combat on the ground, I am not. Islam must defeat radical Islam, and it's important that they do that. So in answer to your question, the new people going in are to be advisors and to help the units over there in their combat firepower mission versus actually doing it. I don't have a problem with that. I just don't want U.S. troops doing the fighting.
Let me get your reaction to a couple of other things. First of all, going back to what you were saying about civilian casualties and how a lot of what's being classified as civilian casualties might very well be the work of ISIS in an effort to blame the United States and to perhaps build pressure for us to scale back our involvement from the air. As you know, there's been some concern about civilian casualties, but I want to read what Secretary Mattis has said about this criticism. Quote, there is no military force in the world that has proven more sensitive to civilian casualties. We go out of our way to always do everything humanly possible to reduce the loss of life or injury among innocent people. That cannot be said. The same cannot be said for our adversaries. So what do you make of his comments, and what do you make of the realities of civilian casualties, even apart from what ISIS may be doing?
Well, I endorse what he said, and he's absolutely correct. We work very hard at not having casualties, but you're not going to go to zero. We've got to expect some, and the quicker we do it and defeat ISIS, at least militarily there, then the sooner this is going to be over. The caliphate will have been defeated. But the bigger question is, how do you defeat this evil ideology that is as evil as Nazism, fascism, and communism? That's where we need help from Saudi Arabia. Where are the fatwas out of Mecca and Medina that decry this evil ideology? And those are the things that we need for the leaders over there to take that ideology on and to defeat it. That we haven't done very well.
We're talking with retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. And, sir, last question on civilian casualties. As you know, there are advocates out there keeping track of this. One group is the Center for Civilians in Conflict. It's based here in the United States. Their senior military advisor is a guy named Jay Morse, and he says the absolute default in every building should be that there are going to be civilians present, leaving the implication that, therefore, buildings should not be attacked. What do people need to understand about what it takes to win a war?
Well, they've got to understand that war is a three-letter word, and you're going to have civilian casualties. You try to minimize them, and that's important what we do. But the fact is that's going to happen, Greg, and you just got to expect it. But we cannot prolong the conflict by not doing anything. And so that is one of the dilemmas that you have in warfare, and you try to minimize those casualties. You do the best you can.
We talked about the fighting going on in Mosul. There's also, according to reports, a siege likely to take place soon on the ISIS stronghold in Raqqa in Syria, with Syrian moderate forces apparently ready to take the lead there. What's your take on that? What do you know about that?
Well, I don't know that much about it, but Raqqa is the target. That's the capital of the caliphate. It must go. I would have taken down a lot more buildings and important places before, but I'm not running it. But I think we have to be very aggressive in what we're doing and go after them using, again, our asymmetric advantage is air power, precision air power. We must use it, and we must use it very aggressively.
And are you satisfied with where it's at right now, or do you think it can still be intensified?
Oh, it's going to be intensified. It's got to be intensified in Raqqa. No question about it.
Well, we'll certainly be watching, and a lot more details to come as this aspect of the Pentagon during the Trump administration doesn't get a lot of attention, but major things are changing over there, it seems. General, thanks very much for your time today, as always.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
You bet. Retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, Fox News military analyst, and at one time served as Assistant Vice Chief of Staff for the United States Air Force. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.